the tremendous value of your spiritual riches by Jesus speaking in prophecy.
There is nothing too horrible that you could face which I have not already overcome. Remember, I already overcame the world. I rose above all the evils of earth. I conquered every sin. I triumphed over the world. I am the victor. And when you are faced with grave difficulties, heart-wrenching situations, or intense spiritual battles, it is through putting your hand in mine, depending on me, doing my will, and availing yourself of my power that you too will overcome. I am overcoming power. My power is the same yesterday, today, and forever. At some point, try as you might, the victory, or overcoming, will seem to elude you. You'll feel that you are fighting, you're holding on, you're trusting, and yet for some reason, you cannot obtain victory. You may be tempted to feel that perhaps victory is beyond you, to figure that maybe you just don't have the strength or the power to win that victory, or you become discouraged, wondering what the secret is. The beauty of any battle, difficulty, or trying circumstance you face is that they bring you to the point of learning what I am trying to teach you right now. Through allowing whatever is happening in your life, I am providing opportunity for you to learn the foundation of your strength. You see, there is no power so great that it could defeat me. There is no foe so fierce that I would shy away from facing it. There is no battle so intense that it could weaken me. There is no spiritual evil so dark that it could engulf me. I am still, just as I have always been, the path to victory. In me you can overcome all things and be the victor every time, if not in the eyes of this world, certainly in the one to come. Through me you can stand the heat of the hottest battlefield and rise to victory. What happens, though, is that you have so much wealth spiritually that you often lose sight of its immense value. Satan's power is great upon earth, but it is still far less than the power I've released to all who believe in me. While his power might seem to be more evident or more widespread than before, it is not any more capable of withstanding my power. It is still the same weak, puny power of the netherworld when compared to me and my creative, regenerative power. Consider me and the fact that I have redeemed you, that I'm your Savior. Look through your Bible to remind yourself of every promise given regarding my power, my presence, and my ability. Remind yourself how great I am, how strong I am, how powerful I am. Hold on to me. Claim my promises in faith and let me do battle for you. Learn to put full stock and faith in the spiritual power you have been given through the Holy Spirit. I want you to gain greater awareness of your wealth and matchless power through me and my Spirit. I want you to see your spiritual power as heaps of gold and treasure, and whatever is opposing you as a speck of dust in comparison. I want you to realize that you can be victorious in spirit over anything with my power, regardless of earthly circumstances. You can defeat evil with my power. You can conquer any foe through my name. That's how powerful I am. That's how much treasure you have through my Spirit, because you are my child. I wish for you to be solid in the belief that no matter how circumstances may appear, you can overcome all things in spirit, because I overcame the world, and I am in you. And through me, you can do all things. If God be for you, who can be against you? I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Ephesians 6:10-11. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. 1 John 4:4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? 1 John 5:4-5. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. James 4:7. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me, and my place of safety. He is my refuge, my Savior, the one who saves me from violence. 2 Samuel 22:3. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. 2 Timothy 4:18.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.